Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
So Mitch Duncan is available to us for Geelong Marine World down in the Geelong rooms at the Gabba. Mitch, Kingy, Benny Cass and Neilty joining you from the K-Rock Hub. Firstly, our commiserations to the Geelong Football Club. But a wonderful season, but I suppose the cold light of day hasn't come yet, and you can reflect on how good the Cats were this year. Can you take us into just, I suppose, the hurt you're feeling right now?
Yeah, it's obviously disappointing. I'm so proud of the group for what we've done this year. You know, that's first and foremost, but obviously the result's disappointing. I feel like we probably had control of the game there the first half, and, you know, just, you know, got overpowered in the end by a really good team that we respect really highly and, you know, we aspire to be.
Mitch, the 22-point lead you had in the second quarter, like, it's Richmond, you're just never comfortable, are you? You can control a game of footy, but you know it can turn on a dime in the matter of seconds, and it was Dusty who turned it with that late goal in the second quarter.
Yeah, he's a unbelievable player. It's his ability to finish as well, you know, under any circumstances. You know, that's why it's going to be the whole time. So, yeah, but as you said, we had a leap there, and you definitely never take that lead for granted, because when they're playing the team like Richmond, there's no doubt about it. No, they can score really quickly. You know, great team, great organisation. So, yeah, unfortunately, let them score, but, you know, we take obviously a lot out of it. You know, keep building.
Mitch, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. We'll make it short and sweet for you. You mentioned there that you had control, and we were watching, obviously, and it seemed like you had control in that first half, and it slipped so quickly. It was out there. What was your sort of feeling in the third quarter? Even though you went at three-quarter time and the game was still alive, they really made that big surge in the third quarter.
Yeah, they did. Being so close to the game can't really put me finger on it. I think we probably gifted them a couple of goals early in that third, through a couple of mistakes, but, you know, then that obviously gets their confidence up and now down. So just about staying in the moment and being take each contest as it comes. You know, they probably start getting on top around the footy where we're probably tough. So it's very true that.
Mitch, whoops, we've got a bit of a scratchy line to you down there. Mitch, can you hear us okay?
Yeah.
You can hear us. Yeah, a little bit scratchy, but that's okay. You got to play with Gary Ablett 8 times in your first season in the AFL, and he departed at the end of that, but how much have you enjoyed the last 3 years being able to play with one of the all-time greats?
Yeah, I enjoy telling people that I've played with him, that's for sure. He's an awesome player, and, you know, not just a good footy player, a good person, you know, puts the team first, and, you know, puts his knowledge on the game to our young kids and even our older guys. It's you know, he's a weapon. You know, it's a privilege to be able to play with him and be in his presence. So yeah, very, very, you know, obviously humbled to play with a player like that.
Yeah. Has Harry Taylor given any indication what his future holds to the group?
No, I have no idea, to be honest. Not sure where that's at, and they'll pay out over the next, you know, time. Not 100% sure
there. Mitch, Neilty, mate, no question from me. Just a big thank you. Thank you for everything yourself and your teammates and your club have done. I can't. Just such a big tick for your character and your club's character that they've put you up to speak after the grand final. You can speak to all the Geelong listeners that are listening to us. So, look, mate, what you guys have done over the last 100 or so days for everyone back here, and given us pretty much one of the rides of our lives to be able to get to three-quarter time in a grand final, and you're right, in it up to your eyeballs. It didn't go your way tonight, and, you know, commiserations from all of us, but a massive thank you from everyone here at K-Rock, and I'm sure those sentiments will be echoed by all the Geelong fans that are listening. Mate, go back, commiserate, do what you got to do, and we'll see you next season. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Neilty. Thanks, boys.
No worries, Mitch. Good to talk to you. Mitch, take care, and please pass on our regards to Gary and Joel and the crew, and we look forward to seeing you all at some stage. I know best and fairest on Thursday night, but at some stage we'll be able to cross paths and say hello again. It's been a long time, and we really appreciate your time tonight, Mitch. Commiserations, and we can't wait for 2021.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Mitch Duncan joining us there from down in the vanquished Geelong Rooms.
It's very good. That's one of the hardest things I think you can do as a professional athlete, and that's just the respect that the club and people like Mitch hold our listeners and their supporters in is absolutely outstanding, and he spoke very, very well. Geelong Marine World post-match interview.